5 to 6 p.m. here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Russo's New York Style Pizza. We have some exciting news. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we have open mic night for comics. Come out and try your comedy and enjoy some amazing food. Now, one of the winners will get $50 cash from the owner. And the address is 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater between Belcher and Gulf to Bay Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. We'll see you there at Russo's New York Style Pizza every Thursday. Come a little early and sign up if you'd like to try open mic night at 7:30 p.m.
For America has sown the seed of revival in the nations of the earth. Now comes a time of harvest for America! Its power is alive! Its fire is real! Miracles, signs, and wonders are the result of the power of the Holy Ghost!
I just wanted to say that last commercial is coming up the 27th. It's an amazing event at beaminghope.org. If you need a miracle in your life, you need healing, it is a huge, amazing healing service coming up. You don't want to miss it. And you can watch the show on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube as well. We're on 3FM, 3AM. Let's go to our first caller. I know the Renaissance Festival is in town. We're so excited. Ooh. And who's on the air with me?
I love the Renaissance.
Ash, you're on the air.
This is Ash Carey. How are you?
Hi, Ash. What do you do at the Renaissance Festival?
I operate a company called Night Wings Birds of Prey. We travel about 11 months out of the year doing pre-flight bird of prey programs all over North America. I also operate a nonprofit conservation organization called One World Raptor Conservancy that operates on three different continents.
Oh, very cool. How long have you been doing that?
I've been a falconer since I was 6 years old, so about 42 some odd years now.
That's amazing. And when is the Renaissance Festival? It started just last week. And what does it go till?
We go until April 3rd.
April 3rd. So it's every weekend from what time to what time?
From 10 to 6.
10 to 6. Oh, we'll definitely have our listeners and people that are going out there enjoying the Renaissance Festival. And give your social media.
So it's Night Wings Birds of Prey. You can find us there. You can also find us at Night Wings Birds Instagram. We've got, like I said, we've got another 6 weekends out here. We're in our new location over in Dade City, which is an incredibly awesome site. It's really, really pretty. There's grass, there's big trees. All the stuff. We've got a lot of really, really great entertainment. The Mud Show, the Wheel of Death, the Joust, all sorts of music and great stuff like that. Dom and Dove, a really, really great pipe and drum band out of North Carolina. Lots of good stuff.
Very cool. I guess one of our comics here has a question for you.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Pierre. It is because my wife and I, we have a domesticated pig. She's a potbelly pig with long hair. I was wondering if you guys, how would you feel about us bringing her to the fair?
Oh, I don't have a problem with it at all. I know they let dogs and stuff in like that, so I mean, that would be a phone call to the office as far as like pigs, but I'd be super excited to meet the pig.
I think a lot of people love meeting a pig, especially children. It's a fun thing to have around, and she is of course on a leash. So could you would that be okay? Could you say that now, you think?
Oh yeah, it's totally fine with me. Like I thrive on different things and more learning experiences for my birds. So and they've actually dealt with those kind of pigs before, because I actually have two of them that I've used to use in shows.
Wow, so we could actually maybe work something out where your falcon swoops down and grabs something off the back of the pig?
I mean, we can give that one a shot. I'm not going to guarantee any good.
No, I'm kidding. My pig would not enjoy that, I think.
Well, we want to thank you so much. You have a question for him?
Yeah, I do, actually. I have a domesticated mountain lion. I'm wondering if that would be okay to bring.
Nice. Well, you know, I look at it this way. I actually grew up in the circus. I've worked big cats and bears since I was 5 years old. Cougars are incredibly awesome animals.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is an imaginary cougar or an awesome cougar? I'm in. Let's do the thing.
Yeah. I think we're all into cougars.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of cougars as well.
Very cool. Well, that's the Renaissance Festival happening every week until April 3rd. We're so glad you called in. And I'm Dawn Reese, and we'll see you at the Renaissance Festival. We'll say hi over to you.
Great. Sounds great.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's the local news, as well as tonight over at Russo's New York Style Pizza. You don't want to miss this. They have trivia night 7:30 to 9 p.m. And you can win some gift certificates for food. And, oh, Rachel, you have to tell everybody that pizza that you had. It was so amazing. The what pizza?
Mushroom truffle.
You have to try that.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
As Rachel wrote, it's a... with her annoying mouth noises.
It was amazing. So,
I am sadly on a diet.
And then Thursday night, we have open mic night. So we have comics here from last week's open mic night. Let's go around the table to introduce yourself. And you're back, and you are again.
Yes, hello. My name is Pierre. I'm 43 years old. I live over here with my wife. I'm here legally. I'm from Denmark, the country of Denmark. So if you can trace an accent or something with me, you might be right. I don't know. If I could hear it myself, I would correct it.
You're talking, you're going to bring a pig to the Renaissance Festival? Can I ask, do you eat bacon?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
I don't feed my pig bacon.
No, of course not. Yeah. But I mean, you don't feel guilty at all.
No, I don't eat I don't eat it from my own pig.
No, of course not. I was just wondering.
That would be cruel.
That was just a question I had.
But they're actually very, you know, they're very vocal animals, very intelligent. For instance, I will chase, her name is Queen. I will chase her around the backyard and she will go, wee, wee, and I'll catch her. And then, but there's another sound that's very cute that's, ee, ah. E-ah.
Is it a big one or a baby?
E-ah, that is when she's coming.
Okay, well, you know, I was...
Towards me, when she's coming towards me.
Because I was over at the gator...
What did you think?
The gator place, and I picked up these two little pigs in the little thing over there at the Kiss a Gator in John's Pass, and they squealed. They wouldn't let me pick them up. They squealed. No. Yeah. The pigs, yes. The little pigs.
And they are, when they get scared, they will squeal, but our pig is not a scared pig, really, so it's really just a lot of talking. Almost no words, but they have 34 sounds, and a dog will have 5.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So very complex language.
Wow! So give everybody your social media where they can find you.
Oh, Pierre, Pear the Flying Bear on Instagram. Go check me out there. There's a bunch of different stuff, both comedy and a lot of travel, and also a lot of base jumping and skydiving videos in there, because I used to do that before.
Ooh, that's very cool. So what did you think about Russo's New York Style Pizza when you were there? What, did you order anything?
No, I am on a diet, and everything has carbs in Italian food, so these days I must stay
really
away.
They have really good Mediterranean salads over there.
I don't eat salad.
What do you eat? Bacon.
Breezy.
So I'm not... I've had a beer over there. And I also, of course, enjoyed performing over there. It's a very nice place to perform, and it's a great... imagine you can go out and have a pizza, and with no extra cost, you can listen to
$6 a slice, too, about...
live stand-up comedy over there. Live stand-up comedy.
Exactly.
That is a cool thing.
8 o'clock on Thursday night. So introduce yourself. We've got this amazing man next. You've done production work. I know a little bit about your background.
Yeah,
tell everybody who you are.
Hey, guys. I'm Dick Colligan. I am an actor and comedian based originally from... originally from New York City. I moved down here about 6 months ago because I like the way they drive better. New York wasn't quite scary enough, and I felt like this was the next level. It's like the major leagues of driving down here. It really, like, you're in some next level.
I had a guy when I was coming to Russo's Thursday night at the corner bumps into me in my car. I'm like, I am not for an accident tonight.
Yeah.
Don't even go there. So I get out. It felt like bumper cars. And of course, he was wearing a Green Bay Packers shirt on. He's probably listening to the show, maybe. And I'm like, yeah, you know
Shut
who
up.
You are. And I looked at my bumper. Thank God there was no scratch. And I said, be careful playing bumper cars.
Yeah.
And I said, go Packers, you know. So.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I got cut off by a house, so...
Oh.
That was fun.
Oh, wow. Well, tell everybody else that you're in production work too, right?
Yeah, so I do a little production. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Dick Jokes Comedy. I have a bunch of shorts and sketches.
And you do camera work as well, so somebody wants to hire you?
Yeah, we do that. And so, you know, it's just a menagerie, really, of creative and artistic talents. But, I was doing comedy in New York for years, and then I came down here and I didn't really know what to expect, but it's been amazing. And Russo's has an unbelievable open mic. I think I've done it 3 or 4 times with you and James, who are amazing hosts.
James is the one that got me going, because I went to comedy school after my divorce. I didn't graduate from the improv. I went over twice, and then Pauly Shore's sister, I went to hers at the Comedy Store in LA.
Oh, wow.
And James says, you're going to graduate. And last week was my best set. Was my best
it was
set. It was,
it was really
you guys are all high-fiving me. I was like, what? And then, you know, it's funny. When I said there's only 20 people here, and if you don't laugh, I'll put it on TikTok, and with a laugh track, I got over like 1,000 views already.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's because they think you're 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? You have that little flash. How old am I? All right, let's go to our next comic over here. We'll be right back. And Rachel Ray, Ray of Sunshine is here.
We're going to stick with Rachel Ray, Ray. It was the start. It'll be the finish. I have something to so have you guys seen BattleBots?
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I have.
BattleBots is when engineers from young to old create two robots that have to be 250 pounds or less, fit in a certain box specs, and they fight each other to the death. They have, and if they're not 250, they can have like drones or little snakes crawling around. But the big prize at the end of this, tournament, which they take very seriously,
yeah,
is the giant nut.
Okay.
Of course.
It is, of course, a nut. You can take that as you'd like, but I'm speaking of the hardware piece that you would use to put on a screw to tighten. But they have it as the giant nut, and I don't, like, no one is pointing this out. No one has made fun of this, and I have... No, you don't know why.
I'm thinking of Robo. Remember those two robots that used to box them, rock them?
Rock them, sock them.
I don't think Don here is understanding.
Don also doesn't know that.
Not a big robot wars.
She's trying to help me.
Hey, Mom, guess what? I get to make another grown woman cringe.
So give everybody your social media.
All right. It's Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, R-A-E underscore R-A-E. It's on Twitter. You can Twitter me, and I'll give you whatever other social media you'd like, but that's how you get me. Yeah.
So if you guys got some jokes, we're going to go around, because I know people love comedy. But before we go, you know, I got a call from Colorado. It's so funny, from my husband's stepson over there.
Oh,
and,
cool.
You know, they're into Girl Scout cookies big time.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that there's a Girl Scout cookie special in Denver. You know what that is? 4 boxes for 20. 420.
Wow.
Seriously.
Who would have thought? Really? In Denver?
And you get 4 boxes for $20.
I just like how they're roping the kids into it.
Well, I heard last year they were sitting at the dispensaries and they were selling cookies like crazy.
Well, I mean, they've got common sense apparently somewhere in there, and they have legalized something that I mean, alcohol is legal, tobacco is legal, and it's poison. We're fine with it.
Yeah, but
let's get some more points.
How much are
I'm
our
just
cookies?
Saying.
Anybody know what Girl Scout cookies cost here? Give us a call. 727-441-3000.
I got a joke if you want.
Yes, let's go for it. We have about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's because there is actually an all-out war broken out, and it is between two rivaling groups of healing crystal enthusiasts. You know healing crystals?
Is that like the Himalaya salt cave that we went to?
No, there's like different crystals that have different energies that will heal you.
Mm-hmm.
You know of these.
Yeah. That come from geoids.
It's two rivaling groups of healing crystals enthusiasts. So they have. It has already been seen that there are drive-by curse castings.
What?
Yeah, they cast curses from their moving vehicles.
Oh my God.
Yes, and then it's also they have started sucking the energy out of all the rest of us from talking so much about crystals.
Okay.
So all-out war. Between two rivaling gangs of
you
crystal.
You need to go to the Himalaya salt cave.
Oh, okay.
Because
Get up.
I don't know if he's being serious or if he's joking right
I'm
now.
I'm joking.
That was good. This is some like, do you remember that leprechaun down in Mobile, Alabama, that old YouTube video? They're a leprechaun going up in the tree. I seen them. Like, they have a like amateur sketch of a leprechaun, and it's literally like drawn by a child, but it's on the news. Like, it's an, like, if you see this man.
So, but the, you know what? You like the Himalayan salt cave?
Oh man, it's very relaxing. Like I said, I remember closing my eyes and it was time to open them.
I know, it's so relaxing. It's in Palm Harbor. So if you ever go out there, it's all Pakistani Himalayan sea salt on the floor and in the walls and the little lamps that you plug in. They're like all over in the cave.
Now is it like bath salts or?
No, what do you? You're not.
You would have a world of people knocking down that door trying to. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries, but on the salt, man.
What I understand is that would not be very relaxing to have a cave full of bath salts.
No, not at all. This is Himalaya, like the pink lamps that you plug in the. Okay.
It's three stand-up comics.
A lot of people with mullets there.
Three against one.
Okay, if you're on and the road, winning. It's not bath salts.
What I liked Don't it. Drive I, was, I did too. I was making fun of him.
I know. Well, my friend Jacqueline was there, and she bought me this nice candle. They're the CBD candles with the eucalyptus.
No, I saw your talk on it.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah.
That's what I call a TikTok. It's too long to say TikTok. Yeah. It's talk. If you guys haven't figured, it's talk. I'm starting that.
TikTok.
Talk.
America.
I'm on TikTok right now, Don.
Hashtag talk.
Syllable. That's what we do.
So, okay, anybody else have a drive?
Yeah, I got a driving joke for
driving
you.
Driving
joke. Right. So, as I said, I moved down here because it's basically the World Series of driving. This is coming from a guy who's driven in a yellow cab in New York doing 100 miles an hour with the driver eating a gyro and talking on a cell phone. And I felt less afraid than I do driving down here. So my hat's off to you, Florida. I actually saw, it's amazing, everyone speeds down here, but it's never the cars that you think are going to be going the fastest. You know what I mean? It's never like the Lamborghini or like something cool. I'm not kidding. The other day I saw a hearse doing 170 miles an hour.
Wow. They must have been late.
Not even on the highway. Like, slow down, buddy. The guy's already dead.
Wow.
What do you worry? They're going to start the funeral without him?
Yeah.
Where was like the rest of the procession? Like,
where's that voice coming from? God.
Yeah, exactly.
Should I do what I did last week at Russo's? Tell about my little airline joke?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I can say this on the air. Okay, a couple of years back, this is a true story. I had this beautiful jacket from the Florida Motion Picture Association. It was so gorgeous, and it had a Panavision Vision jacket, you know, the cameras. So I get to the counter at Southwest, and this is way before 9/11. This is like years ago. And I'm going up to L.A. To do a pilot, of course, and I get to the counter. She goes, I love your jacket. Oh, my gosh. Where'd you get that? And she's like, wow. And I said, well, I'm going to L.A. to shoot a pilot. And I got extra security that day. And you can put a laugh track on that one. And then, seriously, that happened. And then I ended up on a plane.
She's like, no, seriously. It was invasive.
So I'm on the plane of Southwest. I'm on the plane. I'm in the back. And you know how the seats go. You're looking at each other in the back on Southwest. And this guy comes over, very happy guy. He's like, oh, I love your jacket. It's so cool. What you working on? Because like, he saw these scripts in front of me. I said, oh, I'm going to do a pilot. He goes, oh, I've been trying to do that pilot for the last 5 years. Watch your words. They're very powerful on Southwest Airlines.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Bobby's like, what are you talking about? Hey, did I tell you about what happened with the Oreos? No?
No, what happened?
You haven't heard
Oreo?
This one? Of course, my husband's out of town, and I call my daughter-in-law, and she says, Mom, I'm eating Oreo cookies. Do you ever have a taste for Oreo cookies dipped in milk?
Oh, look at me.
Oh, yeah. My son just told me he bought 2 bags. So my husband goes out of town for 2 days, and I'm like, I'm going to get some Oreos. So, of course, after 3 weeks later, I took the Oreo bag and I put it on the counter. He wakes up and he's like, Dawn, did you eat the whole bag of Oreos? And I said, me? No. It took me 3 weeks.
Yeah. What are you, a cop?
The KGB on
Stop
Oreos.
Stop asking so many questions.
Yeah. That's married life. Huh?
Do you want another joke or no?
Yeah, we have 5 more minutes. Yeah. Yes.
You know, I make a. It's very important to me that I am not a prejudiced or racist person in any way, but yeah. I cannot stand the Norwegians. Yes, the goddamn Norwegians. I'll tell you the latest here. This is just in with the news that the Norwegians are trying to implement white Norwegian straight male history month. Yes, it's horrible. It's horrible. And they're going for February. They want it to be February, so they are getting a lot of pushback on that. So it's a heads up to you guys, that Norway is also considering actually to use military force if you don't make it. February has to be, they say, Norwegian White Straight Male History Month. Yeah, goddamn Norwegians.
So right? That is our Norwegian news for today. Like yes, we have the Canadian news here. Yeah.
Good to know that.
I am not Norwegian myself, by the way. I'm Danish. Like those Norwegians.
I didn't think it was possible that anyone on Earth didn't know February is Black History Month.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you see, Norwegians.
Like, can I say something? That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought every person on the planet was aware of that.
Norway's pretty far away, though. Yeah.
But I do have to thank the late James Brown, because I want to tell you, he opened the door for me back in L.A. to be his reporter. I feel good. Yes, he did. So, and yeah, so they were amazing. And yeah, so go Black History Month.
Godfather.
Yeah. Exactly. Godfather of Soul. And yeah. Lou Gossick Jr. I sat down with at one event, and I was telling him what I'm doing, you know, with the Truth Magazine with Mr. Brown. He's like, You're in the family. Yeah. You want to see one of my young reporting days? Go to YouTube and put in Dawn Reese Show Joe Jackson. Went to Joe's house, you know, before he had passed away, and sitting there.
I hope so.
The ghost of Joe Jackson.
Before he died.
Yeah. While he was laying on the floor.
I know. So I did send in my show for Miracle Stories to the International Christian Film Festival this year.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens. Good. Yeah, I've been selected and nominated. But I think Hollywood wasn't it, you know. No. So I took my Miracle Stories where Ivan Tuttle, you'll have to look him up. He died, he went to hell and heaven and back. That's the show I sent in. So that's what got me through with my son's passing. All these miracle stories, and you know, for me to get through my grieving process, you know, of course I'm going to miss him every single day. Yeah. He's in my heart. But that really helped me a lot, knowing what heaven is like and what I've heard from all these amazing people.
I've met a very famous person once. You want to hear about it?
Yeah.
All right. You might have heard of a man called Preben Elkjær.
You've heard of
him? Yeah. No, he's really famous in Denmark.
So. Oh, very famous in Denmark. I have to send me the right spelling of his name.
What's going on?
We have two more minutes left. Bobby, how are you doing?
Oh, just dandy. How about you?
Okay, what does your shirt say? The golden?
Oh, this is my UCF. I decided it's a UCF shirt day. So
I was thinking
standard.
Of Vegas. I could see the golden.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for the golden nugget.
Well, they have Knights too. So.
Oh, one of the announcers for the bots?
Yeah.
He's an ex-MMA fighter, and he is totally into this. And by the way, one guy won, and like it was his moment in time, like this nerd hit the top. And I say that with love because I'm a dork. Nerds and dorks are cousins like that, okay? He hits the top, and he makes sweet, sweet eye love to the camera.
Yeah.
He just stands there like, yes, I am the smartest man alive.
Did he have a giant nut?
I bet he did. He, you know, a lot of men keep their nuts in their pants.
Well, we're going to be back with more comedy very soon and more miracle stories, which is a whole other segment coming up in the month of March. So stay tuned. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen.
Hallelujah.
And we'll see you at Russo's Big Style Pizza tonight with Trivia Night and Thursday Open Mic Night with all of these amazing comics and more. And you can sign up and win $50.
Yeah.
And have some great food. And thank you, Bobby, for today's show. Up next. Next is Stand Up News with the man, James. He'll be right back.
James Escalon.
Yay, everybody wave.
See you guys.
And we're going to end that live.